Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor in for Rebecca Corral, and here's what's happening. People and businesses in Santa Clara County with significant stockpiles of protective supplies, such as gloves and face masks, are now required to report that inventory. As KCBS's Kathy Novak tells us, officials say they're looking locally because they can't rely on the state or federal government if they run out.
First, the good news from Santa Clara County Health Officer Dr. Sarah Cody.
Some signs that our collective action to shelter in place has been protective, has slowed the spread, and has enabled our healthcare facilities to prepare and likely has prevented deaths.
Right now, there are enough supplies of personal protective equipment, or PPE, and ventilators. The new order is designed to prepare for a shortage that could come as the number of cases surges. Businesses and individuals told to report stockpiles at sccphd.org/CV19PPE. County Council James Williams.
If you have significant inventories of PPE or if you have any ventilators, you need to fill out that form.
Key words, significant inventories, such as more than 5,000 gloves or more than 500 masks. It's a requirement to report, not an order to donate, and the information will be kept confidential. Kathy Novak, KCBS.
Governor Gavin Newsom says California will spend nearly $1 billion to purchase up to 200 million masks a month during the coronavirus outbreak. The governor making that announcement yesterday during an appearance on Rachel Maddow's MSNBC show. The masks will be made overseas. Newsom says the state has signed contracts with an unidentified group of nonprofits and a California-based manufacturer. A 250-bed overflow medical facility is nearly ready for COVID-19 patients in Contra Costa County. However, KCBS's Rebecca Corral reports that the county is hoping it doesn't have to end up using that makeshift hospital.
Contra Costa Supervisor John Joya says it's fitting that the historic Craneway Pavilion in Richmond is being readied to fight the coronavirus. The building was a Ford motor plant from 1928 until 1956, except when it was put to work for the war.
During World War II, it assembled Jeep tanks and other military vehicles and was the largest location where vehicles like that flowed to the Pacific Theater of World War II. So it helped win the war, and it's going to help us successfully fight this pandemic.
Joya says federal, state, and county governments have come together to create this facility.
To handle an overflow if the hospitals lack capacity to handle a surge. So the more we follow the stay in place, maintain your space, cover your face. If you do those things, we can be successful in lowering the surge.
Rebecca Corral, KCBS.
We continue to see evidence that the shelter-in-place orders are working to flatten the coronavirus curve in California and across the country. As KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports, Bay Area health officials are at odds with the CDC, which is considering loosening guidelines for some exposed to the virus.
The Bay Area has had extraordinary success in tamping down the number of coronavirus cases and deaths through shelter-in-place measures, says chair of the UCSF Department of Medicine, Dr. Bob Wachter.
Public health authorities and epidemiologists that I'm talking to do not say that it's time to let up just yet.
Wachter says it looks like the curve is very flat, much different than New York. The CDC is considering making it easier for those who have been exposed to someone with the coronavirus to return to work if they're without symptoms. but Wachter says that move should come in the next 4 to 8 weeks.
The level of cases that is low enough that we begin to loosen some of the restrictions. Some people can begin moving around more freely. I think everybody will still be wearing masks for a while. And then we're going to need very, very aggressive testing and very aggressive contact tracing.
He compares this next move to a wildfire where once it's controlled, there's the possibility of embers, which need to be watched. And when they're found, care is needed to ensure they don't spread. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Starting tonight, Santa Cruz County parks and beaches will be closed for a week. This comes after crowds continued to gather in the areas despite the shelter in place that's meant to stop the spread of COVID-19 and to keep people at home. County health officers issued the closures, which will last through April 15th. The county says violators could face a misdemeanor with fines of up to $1,000. As the coronavirus continues to impact the U.S. economy, some renters, now unemployed, wonder how they'll pay the bills each month. KCBS's Carrie Hudasek says new data shows that one-third of Americans did not pay their April rent before the due date.
Among U.S. renters, only 69% paid April rent on time. That's compared to 81% the first week of March. That information coming from a new report by the National Multifamily Housing Council. Vice President of Research Caitlin Walter says mass layoffs and the closure of some leasing offices are partly to blame.
A lot of them are paper checks, so they may not have been entered into the system as of April 5th. Also, folks may be waiting on their stimulus checks to pay, so it's likely that it's going to go up as the month continues.
She says renters are particularly exposed to financial risk during the coronavirus pandemic because they tend to have lower income and less stable jobs than homeowners. Meanwhile, most landlords are doing everything they can to keep tenants in their apartments, offering flexible payment plans and waiving late fees.
Places like San Francisco and New York likely will see a sooner impact, and so their numbers may be lower than other parts of the country where they're still, community spread is just starting.
Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.
I know a lot of you have been going out for walks around your neighborhood to get a little exercise, and while you've been out walking, have you noticed all of the teddy bears in windows? As KCBS's Matt Bigler tells us, more and more Bay Area neighborhoods seem to be joining what is actually an international phenomenon to give kids something to do during the shelter in place.
About a week ago, our family first noticed.
Right in that second window, you see?
What do you see?
The stuffies.
Stuffed animals, mostly teddy bears, showing up in neighbors' windows. Now, searching for stuffies has become a daily scavenger hunt for our 3-year-old Rebecca and 6-year-old Elijah.
Because it's fun and they're hard to find and it gives you a challenge.
Maisie, do you like looking for the bears?
Our neighbor Amanda Fan says it gives her 2 young daughters something to look forward to on their walks.
Making the everyday a little bit more exciting.
The phenomenon is spreading almost as fast as the coronavirus.
I heard it was for the kids, and I have 2 little ones that live next door. And I put the bear in the window.
Says Greg in San Leandro. So far, teddy bears have been spotted in all 50 states and 13 countries. In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.